spectacular opening with pyrotechnics, and we want some sizzles and some cracks and some pops. And that's where Lightman comes out on the gantry, floating above the stage. And he'll just
the film, part documentary, part musical concert, is based on Jackson's rehearsals for his London stage performances. They were scheduled for July, but cancelled because of his untimely death. Director and producer Kenny Ortega stitched together the two-hour film from 120 hours of behind-the-scenes footage.
What this is like a little backstage pass, a little private peek into the creative process of a great genius.
Jackson is electrifying. His moves are sharp. His musical sensibility, flawless. His rhythm is so precise, he's like a metronome.
I gotta cue that.
Jackson was plagued by scandal, debt, and rumors of failing health, and many questioned whether he could pull off a grand comeback. But according to Ortega, Jackson envisioned his concerts as his crowning achievement, the spectacle to end all spectacle.
We had new technology with video, with costuming, with lighting, with sound, with pyrotechnics. I came to know very quickly that Michael liked things hotter, bigger, louder.
The film shows Jackson in top shape. Immersed in his work, he was the creative spirit behind a supercharged production showcasing the hits of a lifetime. People waited in line for hours in the rain outside a Washington, D.C. movie theater hoping for tickets to the only screening before the sold-out premiere. They were not disappointed.
I gotta see this again. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
All the doubts about him is like all changed.
I think he was a beautiful person, and it shows in his work.
Michael Jackson is electrifying.
It just hit me at that moment, like, oh my God, he's actually gone. Like, it's just nothing to describe it. The movie is great. You have to go see it. And it's like a final goodbye for him.
On its opening day worldwide, the film topped the box office, raking in $66.6 million. But it's not only about money. The movie reaffirms Jackson's genius and gives a glimpse of his comeback, had there been one. Fan or no fan, one leaves the theater heartbroken at the loss.
This is it.
Penelope Pulu, VOA News.
Let's do it one more time. I love you. I really do.